Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From fake fog to strange noises in County Donegal, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us in studio to tell us about all the stories from across the country that just didn't make the headlines. How are we?
I'm very well. How are you? Yeah, any plans for the weekend?
I'm going to the Gossies tomorrow night.
Oh, very good.
The Gossie Awards. Yeah.
You're up for one, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Lunchtime Live is, yeah. So that'll be great. That's always a great bit of fun.
I spent a night at the Gossies before that I can't remember much of, so you'll have a great time. Yes.
Fair enough assessment.
I'm going to the dentist after this, which will then determine how I spend my weekend. Depending on how much the dentist will be.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. I've nothing wrong, but I always end up spending money at the dentist. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and if in her still today, cause there ain't no doubt. Yes. Proud to be an American. Well, there was high drama in your home county of Donegal with this one.
What's
this
the connection
week?
To this?
So
right.
Everyone in Donegal was hearing this mad noise on Tuesday. Did you hear anything about it from anyone at home? Okay, so loads of people in Donegal heard this. It was described as ferocious and tremendous and was heard on the north coast on Tuesday. Lots of reporting on this in the Irish Independent, who says the residents of parts of Northern Ireland and Donegal were left confused by a late night commotion in the sky on Tuesday night. People were saying it went on for a long time and they hadn't a clue what was going on. Actually, some people even said they felt they were under attack as they were lying in bed.
Is it like an airplane noise?
Yes. Well, they didn't really know what it was. So residents, some thought they heard fighter jets going over their head, but that never showed up on the radar. It was all down to US military activity. So, according to flight tracking apps, there were two Boeing KC-135 Stratotankers in the area at 11:15 p.m. on Tuesday night. These are refueling planes. Now, from my understanding, I think that they stay in the sky and refuel other planes when they're there. These are very, very high tech. And then there was also a Boeing C-17 Globemaster, which is a large military transport aircraft, all whizzing around Donegal on Tuesday night. That particular plane, that C-17, delivers large equipment and supplies and troops directly to small airfields anywhere in the world. Now, one man said his wife came into the house after hearing a ferocious noise. It sounded like thunder, but it wasn't thunder. It was longer. It was a very rare noise. Others thought it was a helicopter with no lights on. And one person said they thought the aeroplane was actually going to crash. The noise was that loud. Another person said that they thought the Americans were going to land in their garden to refuel. Now, some social media users, as I say, claimed there were fighter jets in the air, but they can't see any fighter jets on any of the flight tracking apps.
Have the Irish Aviation Authority confirmed this?
The apps certainly have. The flight tracking apps have confirmed it. It was off the coast, kind of nearly near Scotland, but so loud that you could hear it in Donegal and parts of Northern Ireland.
But if you heard this, let us know.
Yeah, and we also don't know why the Americans were in the area. We know they were in the area, but we don't know why. Obviously, famously, US troops very busy in the Middle East region at the moment. So I don't know, was it to do with that or not?
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. If you heard anything in Donegal in relation to this, send us in a voice note.
Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by.
So for our next story, we're talking clocks and Cork. And we actually spoke about this at the time. I don't know if you remember, this clock was going to undergo its facelift.
So, yes.
Yeah, do you remember this? The Shandon clock. It's lovely to have this update now because I was thrilled to read that scaffolding around Cork's Shandon Tower has been officially removed and it follows a major restoration project. The Examiner says this is iconic in the Cork skyline. So not surprisingly, the facelift cost a lot of money. How much would you reckon to do a facelift on a clock?
Oh, sure, I wouldn't have a clue. 100 grand?
No, you can go five times that.
Nearly seriously?
Yeah, €590,000. So the project involved refurbishing the church's clock. St. Anne's Church, the bells around it. And also there's a 300-year-old front door that had to be restored as well. The clock is from 1847. And in the area, it's known as the four-faced lyre. That's what they call the clock, because the four faces of the clock don't show the same time. And the council says that the clock is now working.
Sorry, a clock that we're going to spend €600,000 nearly restoring, and it doesn't tell you the same time depending on how you look at it.
But it never did. So right. We've restored it back to the way it was. The council says the clock is now working. All four faces have been restored, and also they have minute markers on the clock, which they hadn't had since the 1960s. Mm. And as we say, the quirky four faces of the clock showing different times has also been maintained. However, at the top of the hour, they show the same time, importantly, and then for the rest of the hour, apparently they're slightly different. I can't wait to see this next time I'm down in Cork, to be honest. Very exciting.
Fog and Kerry.
Yes, absolutely. Kerry's Eye have this exclusive story which they sent to us because I was dying to read more about it, because there's usually no shortage of fog in Kerry and indeed other parts of the country. But French filmmakers are learning that the West Kerry weather doesn't all play ball, because they had to make their own fog during a shoot last Wednesday. This was in the Dingle area, and rarely it was sunny in Dingle on the day that they were filming, and that's not what they wanted for this Netflix drama series, so they had to go off, get a fog machine and make fake fog for this series. And if you're in the area, you'll know that the Connor Pass was closed for a time last week and motorists had to avoid the area while they filmed this series. It's a French-Irish co-production. I've no further details on what they're filming. We actually don't know what they're filming at the moment, but it is providing local jobs in Kerry, and they haven't finished filming yet, because they've been doing a call out looking for very specific items for props for filming. So they want old Mercs from the 80s to mid 90s. They also want old Volvo estates from the same period, and they were looking for fruit and veg crates as well. The crew is expected to stay in Dingle for another month, and 80 rooms have been reserved at the Skellig Hotel. So nice for the local economy there. Unfortunately, the weather not playing ball.
No.
And we don't know what
as
they're
is
filming.
Often the case.
Exactly.
No. And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know
how a young heart really feels and why I love her so. So we're talking about lovely puppies and doggies for this next story. I was very jealous. You know Barbara Scully is on Moncrief every week. People will know Barbara from So You Think You're an Adult. She got to judge these awards. I'm very jealous. I wanted to judge them. They're called the Golden Paw Awards, and they were held last weekend. They were held in the Cadena Newbridge, just up the road from me as well, and I still didn't know about
how you missed that.
Very, very annoyed. Anyway, they're called the Golden Paw Awards. They were held last weekend, and the Irish Kennel Club has announced the overall winner, and a Dublin dog has taken the title. Sam is a 9-year-old Springer Spaniel who was crowned the winner at the special ceremony, and this ceremony celebrated Ireland's most inspiring and dedicated dogs. So why did Sam win? Well, Sam has enjoyed a 7-year career with Revenue's Customs Service, and since joining the programme in 2018, Sam has been involved in over 1,000 drugs detections and has got in drugs worth a combined €10 million, this little doggy alone. He found more than 6 kilograms of cocaine alone at Portlaoise Mail Centre. And Sam can look at a postal consignment within half an hour, a job that might take several customs officers hours to do. He's worked with the Guards, CAB, Dublin Airport and the Defence Forces. And Sam is about to retire, a much well-earned, well-deserved retirement. And judges praise Sam for his commitment, accuracy and role in disrupting criminal networks, making him the worthy winner this year.
Finally, your home county, what's going
on? Yes, this is the story of the week from me, and I want to book this immediately. You love this as well, I think. Do you like going to a sauna?
I'm more of a hot tub woman.
Yeah, I'd be similar, actually.
I think saunas are, you get a bit bored in them, don't you?
Yeah, after about 10 minutes.
Like the sauna boxing, they are nice, you know, but like after 5 or 10 minutes, I'm kind of
also, saunas have existed for years, and it feels like only in the past couple of years people have discovered them. But anyway, we've a sauna with a twist in Kildare, because we're talking about a goat sauna.
Now stop.
And this does exactly what it says on the tin. So we've a couple who've launched a new business that mixes relaxation
with goats,
with adorable pygmy goats. Now, they are very, very
cute. What's a pygmy goat?
Tiny tiny, tiny, tiny little goat. They're gorgeous. You'll have to Google image them. They're stunning. And this goat house sauna first opened, it's in Magainey, which is a very controversial area. It's on the Leash-Kildare border. So I'm going to say Leash and Kildare. The owners are...
Sorry, is this thing in the sauna with you?
No, not in the sauna, but just outside.
It's like a treatment milk.
So the owners are Lisa and Dale Kavanagh, and they say they're into doing saunas themselves and they thought it'd be cool to build their own sauna. Now, we're told most saunas have a coastal view or a view of a forest, but this has a view of the goats. So you sit in the sauna, sweat, and you look at the goats outside. And the couple bought their first two pygmy goats called Padder and Nigel last year, and then they got another goat called Sunny late last year, and since then they've bought three more pygmy goats. Now the goats have 4 acres of land, and you can sit in an 8-person sauna and look out. You can also sit down at the stove, play with the baby goats and relax. And the couple say they've been blown away by the amazing reception from visitors. People drive 2 hours to use the sauna. So they've people coming to Magainey from Clare, Waterford, Wicklow and Dublin. So it's the Goat House Sauna. They're on social media. I expect a free session after that plug.
Shane Beattie back breakfast briefing 6 o'clock Monday morning. Best of luck with your trip to the dentist.
Thank you. Hopefully it doesn't cost me a fortune. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.